నాతరవంశపు రాజమాత. సమతకు మమతకు పునాది.
From the studios of Radio Sai at Prashanti Nilayam, I am Chandu Vijay and you are listening to Love to Love. The Burra Katha is a storytelling technique used in villages of Telangana and coastal Andhra regions of Andhra Pradesh in India. The troupe generally consists of one main performer and two co-performers. It is a narrative entertainment that consists of prayers, drama, dance, songs, poems and jokes. The main storyteller, or otherwise called the Kathakudu, narrates the story, sings the songs and dances to the music. He is accompanied on the left by Rajakiya or politician, someone who knows worldly ways and talks about politics and social issues. On the right side of Kathakudu, we have the Hasyaka, meaning joker, who cracks satires and jokes, keeping the performance light. The main performance and the co-performers constantly address each other as sodara or brother. The co-performers interrupt the main performer with doubts and they sometimes add emphasis to the main events in the story with short words like wow, aha, etc. So recently we have had many performances of Burra Katha in front of Swami by a certain set of students. To be precise, these set of three students have performed Burra Katha in Swami's physical presence for 17 times from 2004 to 2011. I'm sure many of you would have seen at least one of these performances inside Kulwanth Hall during your visits. And for today, we have one of the three boys, Brother Arvind Sai, with us on Love to Love, talking about his tryst with Sai and music. Brother Arvind Sai joined the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning in the year 2004 for his undergraduate program. He finished his MA in economics in the year 2009 and joined for the MBA program and finally graduated in the year 2011. He then joined Radio Sai and has been serving Bhagwan's mission in the audio team's discourse archive management section. Stay tuned, dear listeners. We will be right back with our conversation with Brother Arvind Sai after a short break.
You are listening to Love to Love, a program that brings you songs of love, from love, through love and to love by the students and devotees of Bhagwan.
Sai Ram, Brother Arvind Sai, and it is such a pleasure having you in Love to Love.
Sai Ram, Brother.
So Arvind Sai, you were born into Sai fold. If I'm not mistaken, your father had come to Swami in 1968?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what kind of impact did it have on your childhood? I mean, having been born into such a devout family who believed in a living God, how did that affect your childhood?
Actually, my father, in our whole family, only father had four brothers. Among the four, only father continues to be still a devotee of Swami.
Okay.
And our family deity is Lord Venkateshwara. And I just want to mention one point here, that my grandfather, Shripati Sridhar Swami, he had taken vow that he'll be Maunam for 18 years. From almost like from 1972 till his day when he passed away in 1990.
Okay.
For 18 years he was in Maunam, and though during the period of
Maunam, meaning he never uttered a word.
No, he never uttered a word. Okay. He used to stay in one single room.
Okay.
And during that time, he is a very good artist.
Mm-hmm.
So what he had imagined, when Swami tells, you know, many times that, you know, be in silence.
Okay.
Then you can actually connect to God.
To the voice of God.
Voice,
yes,
of God.
Yes.
So, those times, for those 18 years, my grandfather had visualized each and every sloka of Lord Venkateshwara and put them in a form of a painting. So, every Suprabhatam sloka, you see, Venkatesh Suprabhatam is a long one.
Yes.
So, every Suprabhatam sloka he has imagined and painted in the form of a painting.
Okay.
And then he had done for Kanakadhara Stotra.
Is that something which is very famous and available?
Yeah, it's very famous because I have seen so many cutouts from Hindu Deccan Chronicle of those times.
Your grandfather's paintings in them.
Even
that's
my father
wonderful.
And all, actually they performed in front of Indira Gandhi in Rajbhavan.
Performed as in music?
They used to put the slides on the wall, uh-huh. And they used to sing the Suprabhatam, and somebody used to give commentary to what is happening there.
Okay.
So, I don't know how this happened, but my father became devotee of Swami in 1968. For the first time, he came to know about Swami.
Mm-hmm.
But my father got the first opportunity to visit, to see Swami in Shivam, when Swami inaugurated Shivam in 1972.
Okay.
And that...
So, even though your father had become a devotee of Swami in 1968, he had not seen Swami till 1972.
No, he has not seen, but from 68, he was so regular for all these activities that he almost like, he took it. Like, you know,
yes.
I have not seen him, but he is my God.
Okay. Yes, that has happened to many people.
Yeah.
You know, very surprising.
Exactly.
How can you believe in someone whom you have not even seen, you know?
Exactly.
I think that happens only with God.
Only so, God has to will it if
yes,
that has to happen. Because my father was only 16 years old at that point of time.
Okay.
So, my father keeps telling this, what we call praptam is so real.
So very true, yes.
Yeah, very true.
Yes.
Because 1972, my father and grandfather went to Shivam.
Okay.
And they wanted to show Swami 6 paintings of Lord Venkateshwara to Swami.
Mm-hmm.
So when they went, my grandfather had the habit of chain smoking. So he went out and he said, what is your Baba, you're always telling about him. He never comes out only. I'll just go out and come. By that time, he went and came. Swami came, interacted with my father, created Vibhuti and just put it in. And Swami took these 6 paintings. And for those devotees of those times, usually they remember saying that, you know, for some days, for almost couple of months, those 6 paintings were there in Swami's room.
In Shivam.
In Shivam.
Okay, that's wonderful.
So my father's devotion grew in the sense every single world conference he has attended in Pathi till 1990, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Every single activity he used to put loss of pay and just come off and stay here mm-hmm. for long. So that grew in our blood in the sense when we came to know that we are born, when we opened our eyes, we have seen that he is our God. That's it.
Okay.
There is no other, there is nothing like Swami is everything. He is Lord Venkateshwara, he is Lord Rama, everything.
So true. So you didn't have to have an incident to convince you that Swami is God.
Exactly.
You are born and...
Exactly.
The moment you came to your senses, you knew that he is your God.
Yes.
Yes.
Father has trained us in such a way.
Okay.
I just wanted to share one point, one small incident. You know, many people say that what we are now,
mm-hmm.
even many of the celebrities, they share the point like what we are now really has a long history or, you know, one incident really which made the mark. For me, I remember for what I am now because usually I never prefer to miss one bhajan session. One day I was thinking, why this thought, you know, why I don't want to miss one bhajan session? What will happen? One session only, no problem. But at the age of 3, my father used to take me and my brother. I was 3 and my brother was 7. He used to wake us up. Every single day in our samiti, we had Nagar Sankirtan and bhajan.
Every single day you had Nagar Sankirtan
and
in your
bhajan.
Samiti?
Yes.
Every day?
Every single day we had Nagar Sankirtan and bhajan.
Wow. Okay.
This was... I'm talking about 1990.
So which samiti is this?
It's called Sarur Nagar Samiti in Hyderabad.
Okay, okay.
So, every day he used to wake us up and Swami tells spirituality there is only a starting problem. Once you get into the
yes.
Groove, you'll never feel like leaving it.
Okay.
Same thing used to happen because only for those 15-20 minutes, as a small children, you know, we used to get irritated. What is this every day? And mother also used to tell father.
It's very natural that you are 3 and you're getting up early in the morning for Langar Sankirtan. I don't think I would have liked it if I was your age.
My father and mother used to have small fights
okay.
on this, you know, why can't they, you know, let them sleep for some time. Then my father told one point one day,
okay.
you know, sometimes he used to slap, not that hard,
okay.
but he used to do that. And we never reached to understand what is this if we go, what is happening, nothing. Just we are going, we are coming. And father told one day to mother, see, you do engineering, you need not tell. Because once you are put into it, you will do it. In the similar way, when you go to a job, you will have to do the activity because you are paid.
Mm-hmm.
In the same way, when you tell your child what to do correctly at the right time, because everything has its own time, everything has its own place for everything in life. So I feel that since my father has clearly designed that, you know, these people have to grow along with the world into the world of spirituality. So every day he used to take, and one day he told, see, when they grow up, they'll understand the value. This is not the time I'm not expecting them to understand the value of it now. 3 is very small age. But when they grow up, they'll surely appreciate the beauty of the essence of Swami and the concept and the organization and the whole beauty of the avatar. Because if we start late, then you're actually back.
Yes.
Back middle.
I think your father was absolutely right, because here you are.
Yeah.
You did your education here. You had amazing opportunities to interact with Swami, and now you are serving Swami by working in his organization.
Exactly.
Which is amazing. And I think you are very fortunate to have got that very early start. And
exactly.
I mean, at the age of 3, you are a daily member of the Nagar Sankirtan and Bhajan team of your samiti.
Exactly.
That is that is amazing.
At the age of 8, they have done the Upanayanam for us, and that also happened in front of Swami here.
Okay. Was there a mass Upanayanam then?
Yeah.
Okay.
We came with Shivam group. Then I didn't understand what is Upanayanam, but I told my father, always remembers, I told to my father only one point, it seems. Actually, they wanted to do Upanayanam for my brother alone,
mm-hmm.
because I was only 8. Then somebody suggested, I told my father, it seems, see, can you give me assurance that Swami is going to perform the same in the future?
Okay.
Can you tell that my name is going to be there in the list which is going to come up. Then father thought, oh my God, this fellow is speaking something. Then he got. But afterwards, we can see many of my friends, same age group, who wanted to get performed by Swami physically, couldn't do so. So
you made a very right call at the age of 8.
I always think that, you know, if I have spoken in that way, it's only because of the seed sown by my father at that point of time. Recently, in 2011 June, when I went back home after Swami's Mahasamadhi, one day I was talking to my father, and my father just opened a diary and showed me one letter.
Mm-hmm.
That letter my father had written to Swami in 1990. And in that letter he had mentioned, Swami, this whole universe is like a big tree,
mm-hmm.
and in that big tree there are so many leaves and so many countries, so in that Puttaparthi you have chosen to take birth, and you have established a huge university. Imagine 1986 Swami opened MBA
mm-hmm.
in Puttaparthi, which was very new to India at that point of time. And my father in his letter has clearly written that, Swami, I don't know what you are going to do with my children, but my wish is that they both come up in your university, and they should complete MBA at your lotus feet, and they should have the proximity of seeing you every day, if not sambhashan and darshan, at least they can have every day. That's what he prayed for.
Your father wrote that in 1990. So what was your age then?
3.
4? 3 years old. Oh, okay.
And he continued, he tried to give that letter many times to Swami. Till 95 he tried. Even on the Upanayanam day also he tried. But it went...
Swami never took the letter
physically. But imagine, whatever he has written dot to dot, actually, about my brother and me, has clearly...
True. Of course.
So
your brother was my batchmate. So I have seen the kind of proximity that he had with Swami, and of course even you too.
Yeah.
And both of you did MBA from Swami's university.
Exactly.
And both of you got amazing chances of proximity of darshan and sambhashan and sparshan
exactly.
from Swami.
Swami's grace that, you know, And Swami tells that, no, when you come here, it is not that is you are designing it or it's by your choice.
Yes.
It's by my choice.
Yes.
So if he had willed it that we have to come that early, then only it could be possible.
Very true. I mean, Swami has said that not even a leaf can move without his will.
Exactly.
So there is absolutely no doubt that the day your father wrote that letter, he had willed it, that both of you will come to his fold, will graduate from his university with lot of earning lot of love and grace from him.
Exactly.
So, Brother Arvind Sai, that was a beautiful story. Now, let us take a small musical break. So, dear listeners, we will be right back in conversation with Brother Arvind Sai after this break. dear listeners, so today we are having a conversation with Brother Arvind Sai of the Radio Sai team, who was a very fortunate member of the Burrakatha team, who performed in front of Swami 17 times from 2004 to 2011. So Arvind Sai, we just spoke about your childhood.
Yeah.
You spoke about your grandfather, your father, and some beautiful incidents from your childhood. So next obvious question would be, how did you get involved with music?
Yeah. Actually, my father is a very good singer.
Okay.
So recently when I heard one of the bhajan, when they played Thursday, Swami sang one of the bhajan. And that is the style my father used to sing those days.
Okay, okay.
So we used to follow that same style, but after we came here, we followed a different style.
Okay.
So suddenly, for me, just I went back to those days. You know, that is how my father used to sing. And my father used to, he used to train us like how to sing bhajans.
So was your father classically trained?
No.
Okay.
Just bhajans. And frankly speaking, till I joined here, I used to go to Shivam, but not really familiarized, not really familiar with the Shruti and the Tal concept. At the age of 3 onwards, we used to carry simply Kanjira. My brother was 7, I was 3, we used to carry Kanjira, small Kanjira. But people used to get irritated. Why these kids are banging every day?
But it has paid off, and you and your brother are both such wonderful Kanjira players.
So every day we used to take that morning Nagasangeet and evening bhajan, and we slowly started learning it. And father was one big inspiration for us to learn bhajans. He used to sing with us, and he used to encourage us so much that, you know, if some uncle tells, you know, they're very small now, leave it. Father used to tell, no, at this age, who is ready to sing God's name?
Yes.
Everybody is ready to sing film songs.
Yes.
Let them try what is there. Even if they muff, Swami is not that harsh to punish them or anything like that. Our Swami is so loving. That's how father used to tell. And Samiti played a very big, important role in our childhood. And since we had bhajan every day, morning and evening, we used to go, and you know, many of the uncles later they encouraged. I want to share one of two things which really connects me. When you go to Samitis now also, people have a belief saying that they just pray in home and they come to bhajan center and they'll have something in their heart. Swami, if you want me to do this activity in such a way, if it has to be done, please show some signal. They will pray to Swami, this flower should fall.
Okay, yes. Swami, people are always praying for a sign from Swami,
yeah.
Right? Yes, okay.
And otherwise, Swami, that should happen, this should happen. Imagine Swami has to be ready for all these things.
I did that,
everybody.
You know, after I wrote my entrance exam for joining Swami's university in 2001, I was sitting in Vrindavan awaiting the results.
Wow.
I had attended the interview, and then Swami was in Vrindavan, so we came to Vrindavan for darshan. And I was sitting in the darshan, and I said, Swami, during the darshan, if you look at me, that means I will get admission in your college. And he did. He did, and he smiled, and I got admission. So yes,
so
continue,
this was
please.
Somewhere around 8th, 9th standard. You know, for an 8th standard, 9th standard guy, what will be the most priority wise, it is, you know, academics.
Okay, yes.
Parents will be pestering you to get good marks, teachers, colleagues, family colleagues, everybody will be behind you.
True, especially in India, there is a lot of pressure for academics.
And imagine if your cousins are doing well. My cousin sister always used to get first rank in everything from childhood. And I'm on the last from first. Not exactly so, but so I was little poor at mathematics. So I used to pray, Swami, please, that one subject you somehow give me some gnan in that, so that overall my marks will be good.
Yes, okay.
So this was one thing, but other thing was when I used to go to bhajan, And when I used to sit in front of the big portrait of Swami, we used to have mics also. And whenever I used to sing, sometimes it used to be so earning that I used to cry off. Just stop the bhajan, keep seeing the Swami's picture and cry for whole 45 minutes. I never used to understand why I am crying, because after I come out of the bhajan hall also, it's not for marks. For sure it is not for marks. Then recently I got an answer when I was reading some Ramakrishna Paramahamsa's gospel. Many of the saints and sages and, you know, this Tyagaraja, Ramdas, all the singers, after all the penance and the austerities and the rituals, sadhana, they have done only to have a glimpse of God. And when God gave glimpse, they shed tears. They shed tears and they continued to be remained in that state. For us, for me, I thought Swami had given for all of us that experience. For us students, especially, at some point of time, we really broke down in Kulwantara in front of Swami. For what? We don't know.
Yes.
It's not for parents, it's not for money.
Yes.
Just we broke down. Means imagine, you know that is a joy.
Yes.
That is the ultimate joy you get. Means shedding, Swami, many of the discourse he told, crying for God, how many people are doing?
Yes.
Crying for money, crying for material, people are crying. That time I didn't have this maturity. Recently it dawned upon me. But those times I used to feel, Swami, if you really feel that, you know, I am going to do good in this exam, or if I am supposed to do this way, please put only that flower from this corner, like that.
He used to be very selective of the flower that is supposed to fall.
Exactly. And Swami used to put that flower that day, and it used to fall where I expect it to fall.
Okay.
And when those things happened, really, that time, it was not thrilling. I was singing, I asked Swami, Swami is supposed to do.
Okay.
And that was the belief. It was a belief for 12 years continuously that, you know, whatever I ask for, Swami will do. If suppose it has not happened, it is for our own good. That's what I learned. Because when I applied for 11th standard year, I didn't get.
Mm-hmm.
After 11th, again I applied for 11th standard, I didn't get. So, again, everything has its place and everything has its own time.
Yes, yes.
Till those two come at one point, nothing is going to happen. How much you push forward?
You had that understanding right when you were in your 8th and 9th standard. I think your father really put you in the right track in your life.
Means we owe so much to our father. And why I'm telling this is, that is a power of divinity. What that flower fell is nothing but power of divinity.
Mm-hmm.
When I joined here in first UG, in the first semester I got A grade.
Okay.
So somebody said, whom I know, one of the brothers who is working, by the time he was a staff member, he met me casually in Mandir and asked, what is your grade? I told A grade. Hey, Swami never likes A grade, just try to get O grade.
Mm-hmm.
Then I was thinking, what here? So he told that he went to Kodaikanal in 92, just because he got O grade.
Oh, so Swami has taken him to Kodaikanal because he got O grade.
One of the criteria then was, whoever got O grade, they Swami would take, pick them up. So I was thinking, oh my God, if I have to get a personal interaction with Swami for once at least one photograph, I should get an O grade.
Okay.
So every day I used to write a letter to Swami, Swami, please give me O grade. And every day I used to pray. And somehow when I wrote the exam and came out, I was 100% sure it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Means God is next to you and you're not believing in. In the sense, Swami tells always your effort should be there along with the divine grace.
Yes.
Grace comes, grace can easily, because Swami tells grace is all over.
Yes.
It's, that's why if anybody is in need, suddenly God appears in some or the other form and helps them out. So grace is always pervading. It's only the effort when we put it to the 100%, then grace automatically just falls on your head.
Mm-hmm.
So that little effort, I don't know what I have done also, but I got O grade. But I got O grade, but what I understood is the faith which I had for 12 years that Swami is going to do, I had really, I felt there was a diminish in it when I came here. And later I read that, you know, Maya covers you when you are physically close to Swami. until and unless Swami tells you personally that you are going to get over it, you are not going to believe it. That is one kind of an experience. One of the discourse clippings, I heard Swami stating the same point. That day, same question was going on in my mind. Swami, did my devotion go down or my faith went down or did I have ever had faith in you? Then that day, Swami's clipping was coming, just discourse rolling. He told that many people feel that they had devotion before when they came to Parthi. After they came to Parthi, after they talked to me, after they were close to me, they feel Maya engulfed them and they feel that their devotion has lagged. But Swami said, devotion is such a concept that it never lags, it never increases. Okay. Once it is there, it can never go.
Okay.
So if I feel that I had devotion that time, it has come down, that is not devotion, this is not devotion. It is something. In the sense, still we have not come to the point where exactly, that's why I told when Tyagaraja remains in that state, Mirabai remains in that state of saying that, you know, when they shed tears for God, they continue to remain in that state.
Mm-hmm.
And we experience the joy for a minute in front of Swami. We also shed tears for God. But are we still
in
that state of...
Yes, we don't remain in that state.
Yeah.
We come back to
We come back.
State.
And we want to go back to that state.
Yes.
But we have to do sadhana for that. So,
beautiful. So, at this juncture, possibly it would be an appropriate thing to ask if you could sing a bhajan. You are a member of the Mandir Bhajan group right from your first year undergraduate program.
Yeah.
You have performed Burra Katha in front of Swami in his physical presence for 17 times. That is a big number.
Yeah.
So let's hear a bhajan from you. Whatever bhajan comes to your mind right now, please sing it.
I like to sing Sai Pita or Mata Sai.
Sure, that's a beautiful bhajan. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Sai Pita R Mata Sai, Sai Pita R Mata Sai, Dina Dayala Data Sai, Dina Dayala Data Sai, Sai Pita R Mata Sai, Sai Guru Sai Sakas Hodar, Sai Guru Sai Sakas Hodar, Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar, Sai Satya Shiva Sai Sundar, Veda Upanishad Gita Sai, Dina Dayala Data Sai, Dina Dayala Data Sai, Sai Pita R Mata Sai.
Beautiful, Arvind Sai. Now let's talk about the golden phase of your life, if I can call it that way, that is joining Swami's college in the year 2004 and being a part of the bhajan group right from your first year undergraduate course. Not many people are lucky to get that. Now, and also in the first year itself, you got the most sought after gift, that is an interview with Swami.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that. How did that come about?
I should say, like, you know, for what serious and serious, I don't know, but for us, whoever craved for Swami and when they got a seat, it is more than that. I don't know what is their feeling when God manifested in front of them, but for me, when I got seat, for me, that's the achievement of my life. I don't know what's going to be my life after that, but that moment when I stepped into the hostel and the college, that's it. I thought I have achieved something in my life stupendous. This I am telling because it is very hard to take when you don't get a seat in front of in Swami's institution. Because as my only concern was when I didn't get in 2011 standard, years are rolling by. The proximity that Swami is giving, is that going to
remain
last
as it is,
yeah,
or is it going to go down?
To, because Swami is to, for what 1950s devotees has got, 60s didn't get.
Yes, yes.
So 60s people tell we lost something in past decade.
Yes.
Imagine like that. And if you compare that way, what we are going to get is nothing. So that was my concern. So,
or, you know, some people, if when they don't get admission in Swami's college, they tend to think, oh, does Swami love me? Or, you know, is he angry with me? Is that the reason? And they tend to think all these negative kind of thoughts.
Exactly.
Okay.
And our Swami is so beautiful that I don't think so that the 10th standard student will churn that much inside his heart. He need not do that. Because now you see anybody outside, just anybody outside, any 10th standard student.
Just enjoying their life.
Yeah,
doing their
enjoying their life and
going out with friends, going for movies and things like that. Yes,
they are doing everything and they are getting marks and they are also employed like us.
Yes.
But what's the difference? So, for me, it was really a golden chance, as you said, that to join in Swami's Institute.
So how did you react when you came to know that you got admission? When we made that phone call to the ad block and they said, yes, you're selected. Did you jump around?
Yeah. For me, that the small this thing is there because I applied for BCom actually.
Okay.
And my subject combination for exam, I gave a CAE,
okay,
Commerce Accounts Economics.
Okay.
But when I got the call letter, they sent a subject combination, Commerce Account Statistics.
Okay.
Now, statistics is something I never studied actually.
Yes, you already said you are poor at math.
Yeah.
So statistics is
so worse. That happened, and when I came here for exam, it was the subject combination I gave was Maths, Economics, Commerce.
Okay. So, it's an altogether different combination.
Yeah. Again. So when I told them, I showed them these two call letters.
Yes.
Sir, this is what happened.
Yes.
They told, no, finally what we put on the board here, this is the final.
Final, okay.
So just told Sairam and wrote the exam. When I went to interview, I told them, sir, I want BCom. Because I want to study BCom and MBA. And
okay, yes.
So they said, okay, mistake is from our side. So we'll give you whatever choice you opt for.
Okay.
So I opted for BCom.
Okay.
Somebody in the interview board told that Swami, he has not written a specific accounts paper or something, so he cannot be. So I got BA.
BCom. Okay. Yes.
So BA. But later when I look back, actually, because I got BA, I continued to stay in Pathi and I got the chance of Burakata. When God delays or when God denies, it is also for your own good.
Yes. In the sense that if you would have got for BCom, you would have gone off to the Vrindavan campus.
Yes. And whatever I craved for, that everyday darshan, whatever I craved for, that would not have happened.
Yes.
Means the churning would have happened in a different way in Vrindavan.
Yes. Vrindavan has its charm.
Yeah.
Just that it is different from Parthi.
Yeah.
Yes. Very true.
So when I joined, actually, my brother was already part of Mandir Bhajan group. He was in his first MBA. So every day I used to see these boys, Bhajan group boys, very privileged to sit first five lines in the Bhajan hall, and Swami used to sit on the throne, and they used to sing, and Swami used to interact so much with these boys. I'm sorry. So one day I thought, you know, one day I should sing in front of Swami, one Bhajan. So that went on in my mind, and every day I used to write letters to Swami, Swami. Once I want to sing in front of once. For 18 continuous days, Swami took letter when he came in golf car.
For 18 days, Swami
continuously took letter.
Letter every day?
Every day. He never spoke to me. He never smiled at me. Nothing.
Okay.
He used to take the letter. He used to go. And this happened for 18 continuous days. I frankly tell you, I never know what is proper Shruti. Mm-hmm. Or I never know how to sing a bhajan, how to render it. When you give chorus, it's a different thing.
Yes.
But when you have to sing solo in front of Swami,
yes, yes,
it's a totally different feeling. Either I have to raise myself to that standard or leave it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only option I have got. So like this only, I was not even part of this Burakara team. There was three boys. Now the current two students were performing along with me. And the other boy, one boy got selected. His voice was little hoarse.
Mm-hmm.
So they thought in the first UG itself, you know, it will become difficult for other two boys to give support.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried some 8 students they called for audition. And in that 8 students, none of them know Swami's poem, Swami's Padyam, what Swami usually gives in before the discourse.
Yes, yes.
So this also because of my father only. My father used to sing these Padyams in
yes.
before the bhajan.
Okay, okay.
So one of the Padyams I remembered and just I sang.
Uh-huh.
And this Burakada teacher, his name is Krishna Bhaskar Garu. I remember in my 9th standard he came to my samiti.
Oh, okay.
And when he spoke, I felt he is the man. My God, till now in my life I never heard somebody telling about Swami's Leela so easily.
And
so easy to digest.
Okay.
No hyphen stuff in that.
Yes.
Many of the speakers I have listened before, they speak of Ramayana, Mahabharata, but this person, he spoke about his experiences in my samiti in 9th standard. When I seen him after 4 years in my own university and, you know, our own hostel, first thing I fell at his feet, I told, sir, I have remembered you.
Okay,
like that.
Okay, yes.
Then he selected me, and then 3 times before, means any chance in front of Swami, let me emphasize, is not, we cannot take it for granted.
Yes.
This I am telling because in a worldly sense, for us, money and material may play a really significant role. In the world of divinity also, prayers and earnestness.
Earnestness, okay.
Yeah, earnestness and prayers really pay off. Feelings, because Swami tells bhava is more important. So, for 3 days continuously, 3 times, we put costumes and we sat in bhajan hall, but program didn't happen. This is the first time we are doing. So, the churning, what I told, happened again. 3 of us sat together and
Swami
told,
tested you 3 times.
So, we told, 3 of us told, you know, I am going to go out of this group because I think I am bad because of which Swami is not giving chance. No, I told, no, I am bad. No, other boy told, no, my singing is bad, like that.
Okay.
So, we 3 of us went to warden and told, who is bad, you decide and just. Sir told, nobody is bad. It just happened that way. And this is how Swami wants you to think.
Yes,
you know, always
yes.
think on a positive way.
Swami wanted you to do a self-audit.
Exactly.
Before
exactly.
you get to perform in front
so
of him.
So every day we used to go to Suprabhatam. Not even a single day we missed out any of the activities as designed by Swami. And finally, on November 8, 2004, we had performed our first Burakata. After that, Swami interacted with us outside and after we... Swami said, what, 45 minutes you performed? Just 15 minutes. I thought it is only 15 minutes you have performed. Told Swami, 45 minutes we performed. Then Swami told to some VIP, saying that, you know, my boys, the whole life story, they put it in 45 minutes. See how nicely they have done it?
Yes, yes.
He really takes proud in...
Pride, yes.
Pride,
yes,
pride
yes.
you know. And then Swami suddenly called for us for an interview. When we went to interview, he was holding...
He called you for an interview. This was immediately after the Burakata performance in
yeah.
Mandir?
Yeah.
Yes.
After
okay.
Burakata performance, he spoke to us. He spoke to us for almost 20 minutes.
Yes.
Then he told, go and change your costume.
Mm-hmm.
We are just going to change. And suddenly Swami called. Then we went inside. And then we forgot one song actually.
Okay.
That's a big mistake for us. So we told, we are fully tensed. Swami, let us sing that song. Then we sang that song. The song is fully narrating about Ishwaramma's boons. How Swami fulfilled them. As soon as the song got over, Swami told in English, I have completed, sir, long back, all these things. Then Swami told about Chennai water project.
Okay.
And then I asked Swami, out of innocence, I really didn't know that there is a procedure to get into bhajan group.
Okay.
Then I asked Swami, Swami, did you like my voice?
Okay.
He said, nice. Yeah, nice. Okay. I told Swami, can I sing in front of you?
Yes.
You sang? No, he told.
Okay.
Swami, this is Burakata I sang. I got opportunity. Can I sing in front of you? Are you not singing? He asked.
Uh-huh.
Swami, I never sang a bhajan in front of you. You do not sing?
Okay.
Sir, no, Swami. Today you sing? He asked.
Today? Okay.
I told Swami, today? No. Because once you go out of the interview, you know, so many people question, Swami, did Swami tell today or
yes,
he meant tomorrow?
Yes,
or,
yes.
So Swami today
so
means
that
now?
Time the bhajans had already started. Were the bhajans going?
No.
No, no. Not yet. Okay.
So I told Swami, today? Yes. Swami, today means now, means after this interview. Swami told, go. After this interview, change your costume, come and sit in bhajan hall,
uh-huh.
First line, I will hear you and then only take aarti and go.
Wow.
Then mm-hmm. I went to bhajan hall, they asked me which bhajan. I told any bhajan I will want to sing Swami's bhajan.
Yes.
Then they told one and a half shruti, I don't know what is that. I told whatever you keep, I will sing what, I don't know what.
Yes.
Then Swami came, Swami sat, Swami heard me, Swami took aarti and went. That's how it happened for the first time.
So I think the evolution that has happened to you is amazing. I mean, from your first UG, where you're saying that you didn't even know what is Shruti, what yeah. is Tala, what is Bhava, to now, from what you just sang, which was mind-blowingly amazing, the Shruti-wise or Bhava-wise, it was a perfect bhajan.
Yeah.
So you have amazing, you have from what you were, and now, I think the improvement is tremendous.
It's because, you know, some of the teachers... when you don't get a chance, actually you panic. But actually if you take them in a positive sense, for that matter, anything in life, anything what you want, it's not happening, it's a stress, it's an irritation for you.
Yes.
But actually if you give a thought to it, actually that is going to be a blessing for you. Since our bhajan teacher told me to practice, because my voice is not at all matured enough that time, it's nowhere standard, no? So I practiced continuously for 2 years and then my
wow.
second bhajan
okay.
I sang in 2007. So 2004
oh, okay.
is my first bhajan, 2007 is my second bhajan.
Your second bhajan.
So that also happened because of Swami. So for today I am telling you, every single bhajan I sing, I value it so much. I value it to the point where it's almost like my life. You know, if I don't go for a bhajan session, I may look normal in appearance.
But inside
it will be like, you know, I missed it.
Yes.
I missed it, a golden chance.
I think that is amazing that you, even though you sang for so many years, still you consider that opportunity as so valuable. And I mean, since even now, you value that so much because it doesn't happen to all the people, you know. Sometimes people do it for few years and kind of get used to it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't happen with you, which is amazing. Now, I want to ask you a question on Bhura Katha,
yeah.
something that surprises me because Bhura Katha is generally very long,
yeah.
right? It goes on sometimes even more than an hour, 1.5 hours.
Actually, outside Bhura Kathas go for almost 7-8 hours.
Okay, the one you do here,
it's 1 hour.
Max 1 hour.
Yeah.
How do you memorize everything? I mean, you have so many songs and dialogues. I mean, you know, how do you not miss? How come there is no confusion and you perform, all the three of you, Prabhakar, yourself and Raghuram, when you perform, there is so much of confidence in you.
Yeah.
How did that happen, you know?
I feel completely, it's not that, you know, I'm just telling for the sake of telling. Because many people tell that it's Swami's grace.
Yes.
Still, even I say the same thing.
Yes.
But with lot of conviction.
Yes.
This I'm telling because... Whenever we used to prepare a Bhura
Katha... You mean to say, you're not saying it for the sake of saying, but
yeah.
you're saying it because you believe
yeah.
that it is, in fact, Swami's grace and
exactly.
nothing else.
Exactly.
Yes.
Because when we look back and hear the same stories which we told, it's absolutely tremendous. In a sense, we only feel, wow,
okay.
can we do this?
okay.
Can we do this now again?
I think that is a sure sign that it is Swami's grace.
because... Every Bhura Katha we prepared, it almost used to take for us, it used to take 2 months' time.
To prepare for one Bhura Katha program.
Yeah. And our sir, all the way from Hyderabad, he used to come. He used to teach us. He used to stay for that 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
He used to make us practice every day. And then he used to go back. On the day of performance, he used to come. And this I am telling because as you told, how do you memorize? Because first 5 years, from 2004 to 2009, we had performed 5 Bhura Kathas.
Mm-hmm.
From 2009 to 2011, we had performed around 14 times.
Wow.
Bhura Katha around 14 times.
That is like what, 3 to 4 Bhura Kathas per year?
Yeah, it's like every month we had almost performed.
Wow, okay.
In 2009, every month, April we performed, April, May, June, August, September, October, we didn't from November,
oh,
like that. It's
okay.
almost like a, it's a monthly event, it became. So, Swami used to tell the previous day evening. In fact, one day what happened, he sent one of the trustees. He had come to hostel in the morning and he told Swami, asked him to perform Burakatha today evening on Ramayanam story.
You got that message on that day morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
And imagine, we both are in college and the other boy is in Bangalore studying his medicine.
Yes, okay.
And he came, he took a taxi and came. By the time he reached, it was 3:30 in the afternoon. 4 o'clock Swami announced Burakatha and did half an hour when we were putting makeup. We had prepared, we had practiced.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's the, how can anyone memorize
one hour
story without any lacks, you know.
Very true, very
in
true.
In a sequence. So,
you know, at this juncture, let's take a small break and I'm going to play a Burakatha song.
Yeah.
And before the song, there is some small clip of Burakatha where you all are talking.
Yeah.
It is in Telugu, so I can't make out what it is exactly. So could you please explain to the listener what exactly is happening in the clip that I'm going to play now?
This clip, actually, we have taken from the Yugavatar story, that is on Swami's story. So the part which you're going to listen is very funny, actually. The boy tells, you know, it's an imaginary story that all the devas and devatas, Ganapati, Shiva, everybody is landing in Puttaparthi to have darshan of Swami.
Okay.
So suddenly it's supposed to be a confidential matter in Kailasa, but Narada goes and reveals it. So when my part comes, like I tell, oh my God, this Narada is a very tricky guy. Then he tells, yeah, he always does such kind of things, you know, he's known for all that. Then I'll ask him, does Narada have a bald head?
Okay.
Why Narada will have a bald head? How does it matter to you? Then in Telugu it is, Battatala means bald head.
Uh-huh.
Pattudala means the one who is having a lot of determination. Narada is supposed to be a character who has a lot of determination.
Yes.
But
yes.
I took it in the other way.
Okay.
Narada who has a bald head. So, for this joke, I remember Swami laughed a lot, actually. And in fact, in Kodaikanal, once or twice he told to tell this, in the sense, to include every time in the Burakatha.
Okay.
So, along with, there is one song also which accompanies this dialogue. And that is a beautiful song describing whole of Puttaparthi and all the deities. So,
dear listeners, here is a clip from a Burakatha program of 2009, of which Brother Arvind Sai was a part of. And for all the listeners who understand Telugu, enjoy the joke.
Aite sodra, emira, talli tandrulu ere paata parinchaleni. Ganapati, Kumaraswamulu, emi tochina paristhitullo unnaru.
Ayyayyo,
aa Parvati Parameshwara adrushyanto, Nandi, Brungi, Pramada ganalu, okaremiti, mottaniki vindikonda velavelabothundira.
Sai Ram,
Naradudu తన మహతిని మీట్టుకుంటూ బయలుదేరాడు ఆ హరిదంపతుల జాడ కోసం.
అయితే అన్నయ్య,
చెప్పరా
మనలో మాట, ఈ నారదునికి అసలు బట్టతలు ఉండేదారా?
నారదుడికి బట్టతలు ఉంటే నీకే ఉందిరా?
ఆహాహా, ఏమీ లేదు, బట్టతలు ఉంటే సాధించలేనిది ఏమీ లేదంటారు కదా అందుకని.
నీ మొహంలో ఉంది, బట్టతల కాదురా పట్టుదల, పట్టుదల ఉంటే సాధించలేనిది ఏదీ ఉండదు అంటారు.
ఓహో, అయితే ఇక ఇప్పటి నుంచి నీ పట్టు వదలండిరా.
నీ తెలివిని అంచనవడం చాలా కష్టంగా ఉందిరా. కదలోకెళ్ళాం పద
పదరా.
కళలు తప్పిన కైలాసం వెలవెలబోతోందిరా.
ఆహా,
దేవుడే లేని దేవాలయమైంది కైలాసం. పార్వతీ పరమేశ్వరుడు శివశక్తి అవతారంగా రూపుదిద్దుకుని శ్రీ సత్యసాయిగా పుట్టపర్తిలో వెలిసిన విషయం నారదుడు కైలాసంలో చెప్పేశాడు.
మహాఘటికుడు రాయుడు నారదుడు.
కైలాసవాసులంతా ఒక్కొక్కరు పుట్టపర్తిలోని ప్రశాంతి నిలయానికి తరలి వస్తున్నారా.
ప్రశాంతి నిలయమా? అదెక్కడుంది రోయ్?
అదిగోరా, అదే దేవుడుండే గుడి, దేవతలందరి బడి, ఈశ్వరాంబవడి, నిత్య సంకీర్తన వరవడి, శివశక్తి అవతారుని నారుడి. అదిగోరా, అల్లదే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం.
అల్లదే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం, అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం. అల్లదే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం, అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం. అచ్చట కనిపించును మును ముందుగా, అచ్చట కనిపించును మును ముందుగా. ఆలయాన గణపతి కనువిందుగా, ఆలయాన గణపతి కనువిందుగా. అన్న పక్కన ఆరుముగము పసందుగా, అన్న పక్కన ఆరు
మరుముగము పదందుగా
ఒలువు తీరను కొండ పైన రామ బంటూ తీరిగా
అల్లరే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం
కను చూపు మేరలు పుల్వంతు హాలు
కను చూపు మేరలు పుల్వంతు హాలు
అటకాలిడిన
కనుల వైకుంఠమే అటకాలిడిన చాలు కనుల వైకుంఠమే అటకాలిడిన చాలు
వేల గొంతులు వేద ఘోషతో మిన్ను ముట్టంగా
వేల గొంతులు వేద ఘోషతో మిన్ను ముట్టంగా
భక్త తోటి భక్తి తోడ సత్య సాయికి జై కొట్టగా
జై బోలో భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయికి
భక్త కోటి భక్తి తోడ సత్య సాయికి జై జై కొట్టగా
అల్లరే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం రామచంద్రుని విగ్రహము కలిగించును నిగ్రహము రామచంద్రుని విగ్రహము కలిగించును నిగ్రహము
వేదమాత పంచముఖిగా వెలసె గాయత్రి
వేదమాత పంచముఖిగా వెలసె గాయత్రి
కలిమినొసగుము కల్పతరువై శ్రీమహాలక్ష్మీ
కలిమినొసగుము కల్పతరువై శ్రీమహాలక్ష్మీ
భక్తి పండిన నేలరా అది సత్య సాయి లీలరా
భక్తి పండిన నేలరా అది సత్య సాయి లీలరా
అల్లదే ప్రశాంతి నిలయం అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం అతి చల్లని దేవాలయం.
So we are continuing our conversation with Brother Arvind Sai from Team Radio Sai. He was one of the three students who had this amazing privilege of performing Burrakatha in Swami's physical presence for 17 times from 2004 to 2011. So, Brother Arvind Sai, now, after you finished your MA Economics, that's when you got this privilege of accompanying Swami to Kodaikanal.
Yeah.
Swami handpicked you to be in his party.
Yeah.
Let's call it the starting of the platinum phase of your life.
Exactly.
We already finished the golden phase. Okay. Now, and in Kodaikanal, and after that after you returned from Kodaikanal, and while you're doing your MBA,
yeah.
You had, again, many treasured chances to interact with Swami physically.
Yeah.
I mean, many of us are witnesses to Swami calling you and Prabhakar off the lines, you know, right from the end, talking to you very often.
Exactly.
So, narrate some of the memorable and beautiful incidents from those times.
Yeah. I'll start with Kodai.
Yes.
One day in the evening, previously I mentioned this small anecdote with Bishu in one of the, yeah, in one of the inside outside deep inside.
Yes, yes. I think you can repeat it. I'm sure the listener would love
because
to listen
I
to
feel
it
it's worth repeating it because it's very touching. Kodaikanal is a place where, you know, Swami is like in his it's like picnic mood.
Yes, yes.
This is like a headquarters, yes. Office. Office
say,
matters are dealt
yes,
here.
They say that Prashanti Nilayam is Swami's office, Vrindavan is his home, and Kodaikanal is Swami's holiday home.
Yeah, exactly. So, there, Swami will be full time. Actually, you will be forgetting that Swami is God.
Yes.
And you are a devotee.
Yes.
You will be thinking He is one among you.
Okay.
Suddenly, He'll give small revelations.
Yes.
And you have to really wait for those moments. And దోస్ ఆర్ ద ట్రెషర్స్ యూ హెవ్ టు రియల్లీ పుట్ ఇన్ యువర్ హార్ట్ ఫర్ లైఫ్ టు కమ్. దిస్ హ్యాపెండ్ ఆన్ 23rd April, ఆన్ ద డే వెన్ వెంట్ టు కొడైకెనాల్. ఇన్ ది ఈవినింగ్ స్వామి కేమ్ టు భజన్ హాల్ అండ్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ భజన్ బాయ్స్, ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ ది బాయ్స్ హీ ఆస్క్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ యువర్ నేమ్, ఫ్రమ్ విచ్ ప్లేస్ యూ కేమ్.
Yes.
Swami, I am, my name is this, I am from Orissa. Okay, now you sing Oriya song.
Mm-hmm.
Swami, I am a Keralite, so you sing a Malayalam song, Tamil. Like. So, turn was coming towards us and we both are ready. Swami will ask from which place, we'll tell Andhra Pradesh, Telugu song. Like
okay.
So that was going on in my mind. We both are preparing ourselves, but that didn't happen.
And in the sense, Swami... That by the time your turn came, Swami stopped asking that question.
Okay. That question, he stopped and he started looking.
Okay.
He changed the topic.
Yes.
That point of time, suddenly my mind went unrest actually. Ayyo, why Swami didn't ask me?
Okay, yes, why you felt that.
We both could have sung one Telugu song.
Yes.
Imagine mind how it plays. From here to Kodaikanal, he has taken you.
Yes.
From there, among all the devotees, you are right under his feet. You forgot all that. He's right in front of you.
Yes,
what you're
yes.
What you're craved for, he's actually happening. But still, this Swami tells no, many of the problems created by ourselves.
Yes, very true.
There was
true,
no problem true. Actually.
Yes.
Even if he asks, if it is his playground.
Yes.
If he wants you to be part of his team, you'll be part of it. Otherwise,
I mean, despite the fact that you are present, you are sitting right in front of the Purna Avatar.
Exactly.
Still, a trivial matter was bothering you so much.
Exactly. And immediately this thought came, immediately another thought came, hey, come on, you came all the way from there, man. We just enjoy this darshan.
Yes.
As this was happening, Swami tapped with his finger like this 3 times.
Okay.
And he told 3 of us, get up. Hey, Burakada boys, get up. Shock within the heart. And then we came, Swami called us onto the podium. He is sitting on the chair and then he introduced 3 of us to all the
Swami
devotees.
Personally introduced
yeah.
you? Okay.
3 of us. He just told that, you know, these boys are writing Burakada from past 5 years on their own. They have been performing. Now they'll perform from tomorrow onwards.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told.
Yes.
And then he asked us to sing one poem. Our Prabhakar, main singer, he has
yes.
sung. And then... Swami told everything is done by them only. Everything is done by them only. He was continuously telling that.
He was praising you
yeah.
in front of everybody.
And then when Swami does that, really, you will... I don't know what is that. Because everything is done by him.
Yes.
So
yes.
the same point we told, Swami, everything is done by you. Why are you telling everybody that everything is done by us? When Swami is continuing, we are continuing this.
Okay.
Suddenly Swami stopped and he looked seriously at 3 of us and told... Everything is done by me because you 3 had that faith all
yes.
these years.
Okay.
Now you are sitting beside me in Kodaikanal.
Wow.
So
that was an amazing revelation.
Yeah.
Huh?
You know, nothing with Swami we can take lightly.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
In every conversation, there is an inherent lesson. This I'm telling because after we performed, there were 3 consecutive days we performed 3 Burakathas. On the second day, Swami, Shirdi Babas, Swami took us inside the sessions room and there Swami interacted and told many things. There also Swami told, you boys did amazing. Everything is done by you only. How?
Okay.
Then everything we told Swami, please don't repeat that. Please. We are nothing. Everything is done by you. Then Swami said, everything is done by me only. But that little effort what you put, no, for that effort you are getting all this.
Mm.
So actually sometimes you have to press God even to get a reality out, actually. Means he himself is telling that he is doing everything.
Yes.
So
yes,
what?
Yes.
Means anytime now, if I am thinking that I am going to do it, it's a foolishness because he has revealed it already. Same
you
thing
heard happened. It from his own mouth that
yeah.
he's the one who is doing it.
Yeah.
You.
And then Kodaikanal, the sessions were beautiful. It's because every day Swami used to come before the Burakata and then he used to ask us to go and finish our snack session in the afternoon quickly and then we are ready, we are supposed to get ready for makeup and for the makeup session was beautiful. Swami used to come Nobody used to be there. Only Swami used to be there. Three of us and one of the brothers who used to do makeup. Four of us, that's it. Five of us, that's all. That's all for 45 minutes. Swami with you, that's all.
So Swami would sit through your makeup session.
Exactly.
For 45 and minutes, 45 he would just minutes. Sit watching you getting ready.
And for 3 days it happened like that. Every minutest detail, he wants
to
it to be perfect.
Yes.
Perfect. One sir, I remember he had got a garland, mm-hmm. which has to be placed.
Yes.
So when he got it, Swami said, "Hey, this is very small. Go and get a big one."
Mm-hmm.
He went all the way into the city and again he got a big, little bigger one with
yes.
thick. Swami said, "Hey, this is still small. Go and get a bigger one." Then he went all the way again, he got a bigger one. Then Swami told, now it is satisfied. But for us to carry that mala. So Swami, then what happened? We are searching for a pin on the ground. All five of us are searching. Suddenly Swami asked us, "Hey, what are you looking?" Swami, pin. There only know it is. As he pointed towards that, it is simply lying in front of our eyes actually. We are not able to see it actually. I don't know how it happened.
Or did it just materialize when he said it is there?
Maybe. Because one day, like this only, Swami asked me, "Hey boys, you have to do a lot of dance, this Burakatha." Then I went forward and told Swami, "We have not learned dance at all."
Mm-hmm.
"So we will surely learn in a couple of days we'll learn."
Yes.
"In Pati when we get a chance, Swami, if you permit, we'll..." Then Swami said, "Okay." Then he called me and asked, "Did you forget to eat?"
Okay.
"Anybody has taught you?" Uh-huh. "No, na." "This also you have to do it so quickly that, you know, that and this should match."
It should come in the sense Swami is trying to tell you that it should come so naturally. You know? Don't wait for it to learn. Dance is something, when the music is on, dance is something that should come naturally without you actually learning it.
Yeah. And then we also owe so much to our Guru, Sri Krishna Bhaskar Garu.
Yes.
He has done in front of Swami Burakathas in late 60s.
Oh, okay, wonderful. So Burakatha is something which is not new to Swami. It's been happening right from 60s?
Oh, no. It was very familiar to Swami. And there was a person called Achyut Ramaya Garu.
Yes.
Swami often used to tell about him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to tell, this person used to stand this way. When he used to shout Karna, that word, Poornachandra need not have speaker. That loud his voice used to be. When he used to dance, the whole floor used to vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
That is how we should do. And my role, what Hasyaka, a comedian, my sir was doing those
times. Okay, fine. Oh, so your sir was a part of that team? That,
yeah,
what is
Achyut Ramaya Garu.
His team who performed in front of Swami?
Yeah, yeah. He had
amazing.
Performed along with him for a few Burakathas.
Yes.
And then sir's life story itself is a beautiful saga with Swami. Next time if I get a chance,
sure,
actually we can interview sir and you know, we can always put it forward.
Yes.
And then few of the important details, like Swami used to, for example, when we Shirdi Baba Burakatha, recently we have performed in April, the Shirdi Baba Burakatha, after the Burakatha, Swami just told, you know, "You have not put a single padyam in the whole Burakatha. That is one thing is, you know, that is not acceptable kind of a thing."
Okay.
And then Swami told, "Shirdi Baba's life story is incomplete without four devotees."
Mm-hmm.
So he said, "Next time when you perform, you have to include the life story of Nana Saheb Chandorkar,
yes.
Kaka Saheb Dikshit, Das Ganu, and Shama."
Oh.
So he used to encourage us, you know, every time we performed actually, even Ramayana Burakatha, for 2.5 hours, our sir read out the whole script to Swami. And then Swami told, "This point you remove, those things you remove, these things you add."
Wonderful.
So everything is taken care, you know. Trivial things also have been taken care by him. So
your programs were basically orchestrated by Swami physically.
Yeah, exactly. This, because in 2010, once we wanted to go home for 4 days, we were very scared to ask Swami because we are the ones who are going to lose the opportunity.
Yes.
So when we went to Swami, Swami asked for what? Spontaneously, I don't know how it came, we both told Swami we were going to buy costumes, which was not at all in our mind. So Swami told, "Where you are going to buy?" Then Swami, "Hyderabad in Charminar." Swami said, "Okay, buy and come, I will see. We went, we bought, and then Swami one day called and asked, you told you'll buy and come, did you get?
Okay.
Then we showed him.
Yes.
And Swami asked, did you give it to Taylor?
Yes.
We'll give Taylor in Bangalore, he said.
Okay.
Then we, by the time we gave off to Taylor in Patti, in Yamunanwalpal, then Swami was so concerned, does he do this, does he do that? Then Swami told, in between, let him put a strap of gold and you know, these buttons. Everything should be very grand, you know. When he wants you to perform, and when he wants you to see in certain fashion, he, like, he makes sure that you are really, you look grand in any area.
I mean,
especially
with respect
to students.
Yes, attention to detail is something which is trademark of Swami.
Yeah.
You know, anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard stories like of a few boys who were cleaning Swami's room. They used to stay with Swami and they were cleaning. I think the next day a prime minister or president of India was supposed to come. And so these two boys were cleaning Swami's interview room. So they have, they cleaned it 4 or 5 times. You know, interview room is a very small room.
Small room,
so it is very easy to clean.
Yeah.
So they cleaned it 4 or 5 times. And when Swami walked down from his room, and as he was walking down the stairs, he looked at these boys and said, look at you guys, lazy guys, not doing anything, not cleaning properly. So they were very surprised because they cleaned the room 4 times, you know. What more can you do? So as he was walking down, he took them straight to a corner and said, you see, cobwebs in that corner.
Oh my God.
You know, I mean, Swami didn't even look. Or he didn't even pan and, you know, take a look at the entire room.
Exactly.
He walked straight to that corner and pointed out, see, there is cobwebs there, you didn't clean there.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that is an amazing, some very beautiful incidents you just narrated. I think let's take another musical break before we go into the final phase of this conversation. So, dear listeners, here is yet another Burrakatha song from the Burrakatha of 2009, performed by Brother Arvind Sai, Brother Raghuram, and Brother Prabhakar.
Ninna daivamagu sai manase venna pusaranna ninna daivamagu sai manase venna pusaranna anni edala mana unnadi koreni kanna tandri anna sai rama he ghanshyama sai rama he ghanshyama minna devamagu sai manase venna pusaranna pada sarishato ratini naati gamarchina ramachandara pada sarishato ratini naati gamarchina ramachandara veduru pullane venuvu chesina shama sundara ye naamamaina ye roopamaina sai maya meranna minna devamagu sai manase enna pusaranna తులుతిని శ్రీకృష్ణుడు సంపదలందించేరన్నా ఏ మాసింపతని ఎందరందరి కో ఏ మాసింపతని ఎందరందరి కో సకలము వందించెను మన సాయి కృష్ణుడన్నా
ఏ నామమైన ఏ రూపమైన సాయిమయమేనన్న నిన్న దైవమగు సాయి మనసే వెన్న పూసరన్న అన్నియడల మన ఉన్నతి కోరడి కన్న తండ్రిరన్న సారి రామ ఏ ఘనశ్యామ సారి రామ ఏ ఘనశ్యామ నిన్న దైవము సాయి మనసే వెన్న పూసరన్న
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are continuing our conversation with Brother Arvind Sai from Team Radio Sai, who had this unique privilege to be a part of this Burrakatha team who performed in front of Swami 17 times from 2007 to 2011. So, Brother Arvind Sai, now continuing our conversation. I think you just narrated some amazing incidents from your life with Swami. I think what I am going to ask you next is, I am really at loss of words to describe that opportunity, because I think any amount of exclamations that I could do here wouldn't do justice to that chance that you got. That is to learn music from the God, the Lord of the universe. Yeah. I mean, what do I say? Let's talk about that. The time when Swami personally taught you, Prabhakar and Raghuram, three songs.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
This happened in 2009, as soon as we came back from Kodaikanal, somewhere close to these days. It's on May 17th.
Oh, okay.
May 17th, 19th. So, he had called for an interview suddenly in the morning after bhajan.
Yes.
He told, go inside, and we went inside, and then 2 days before, 1 day before, Swami, in the evening darshan, he just told, get your pen and book.
Yes.
So, two of us heard clearly pen and book.
Okay.
One person was telling, what pen and book? What will get, man? Why pen and book?
Okay.
But I told, just do it, man, the way Swami told. Why he is telling, who knows? Then we went to shop and we bought three beautiful books with Gayatri Mata, Saraswati Mata sitting on that.
Mm-hmm.
Next day morning was our MBA interview, actually, at that point
okay,
in time.
Okay.
It was scheduled at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
And we went. Just before going for interview, we thought we'll have Swami Darshan and go.
Yes, okay.
This is at 9:40. Suddenly Swami told 9:40, go for interview.
So Swami had another interview planned before your MBA interview.
So when we went inside, Swami started narrating few words. Then we didn't understand what. Just we kept on writing,
okay,
scribbling with our pens. Then at the end of it, everything was hachi-pachi on the book.
Mm-hmm.
Then Swami told, write neatly again.
Okay.
So we wrote it. Then Swami told, tune it, sing. So supposed to be sing. This is supposed to be a song and supposed to sing. Then we told Swami, tune Swami. He told, tune, make some tune, sing.
Okay.
Then we tried something. Swami told, no. Make tune, come in the evening, I'll call you.
Okay.
So, this happened for few interviews and then we wrote down three songs. One day after all these three songs were completed, Swami asked us, any doubts do you have? Just ask me. Then we asked some doubts with respect to what? With respect to these songs.
Yes.
Any words? So, few of the words, example, Turagamu, one word comes.
Yes.
That is supposed to be horse in Telugu.
Mm-hmm.
That we didn't know actually.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we asked, no, your Telugu voice, don't you know this much? then afterwards, almost all the script, whatever words he has mentioned in the songs, no, we know.
Mm-hmm.
But still we used to ask Swami, this meaning what, that meaning
okay,
what.
Just
Swami
for the chance of the conversation with him.
Then he told, now these three songs should get into a Ramayana Burrakatha.
Okay.
So he told, these three songs should be there in that Burrakatha. Which Burrakatha you'll keep, he asked.
Okay.
We told Swami, no Burrakatha is ready. Then he told, then that's how Ramayana Burrakatha came up. So, in that, these three songs, I mentioned with you in the bhajan conversation.
Yes, yes,
once.
In the previous conversation that we had, yes.
There is one Shiva song, Tandava Keli Salpene. That song has to be placed in Ramayana Burakata.
So but how, it is a how does Shiva it song, yes.
Yeah. So that idea also Swami gives, you know, that fixed exactly when Shiva Dhanur Bhangam happens.
Yes.
Just we played Shiva's song.
Rama breaks Shiva's bow. Before he marries Sita,
exactly.
Right? Yes. Okay.
And I remember one day when our sir and we are called for interview, that day Swami asked sir that, you know, are my songs okay? Can they be played? Can they be put in Burakatha?
He asked.
Sir, just fill it Swami's
sir
feet.
Meaning the teacher who are teaching you Burakatha?
Yeah.
Yes, okay.
He just fill it Swami's feet. Swami, what is yours and what is mine? Everything is yours. What I have written is nothing but yours. I am just reading out yours to you. That's all.
Yes.
So that's how we had interaction with respect to those three songs. And just want to share one thing. When we are coming back from Delhi flight back to Puttaparthi, we had a unique opportunity of performing a concert there. And then that time also we got the chance to Swami to ask us to sing these three songs. And in one particular song, we continuously making mistakes. We are forgetting words.
Yes.
Then Swami was correcting. In that point also, Swami was correcting continuously for three times, four times.
As you were singing, he was correcting.
Yeah, he was correcting. Yes. And then he told, repeat Wonderful. It, repeat it, repeat it. So, just remember those three songs were really dear to him. In many of the discourses, he used like a padyam. So,
Arvind Sai, I think you are... I don't know how to measure the fortune that you had, because I think maybe handful of students would have had this opportunity that you got to learn songs or bhajans directly from Swami. I mean, I would have heard of students getting this opportunity in, you know, 80s and early 90s, but to get this opportunity in late 2000, that is mind-blowing,
it's
seriously.
All Swami's grace. Nothing.
Your life has been a saga of Swami's grace, right from your father's presence in your lives, how he put you in the right track, right from the age of three.
Exactly.
And how all his wishes Swami fulfilled by giving you the blessing of his darshan, spashtan and sambhashan and letting you complete an MBA degree from his college.
Exactly.
Wonderful. So I think it is time for us to conclude. Yeah. And let's conclude with a song that actually Swami taught you in one of the interviews.
Yeah.
So dear listeners, here is a song that was taught by Swami to Brother Arvind Sai, Brother Raghuram and Brother Prabhakar in an interview room that later they sang in a Burakatha on Ramayana.
Rare sudara podamu Ramula penli rare sudara podamu Ramula penli rare sudara podamu Ayodhya vasula Ramula penli Ayodhya vasula Ramula penli rare sudara podamu మిట్టుటాలు ముత్యపు తోరణాలు మూలల కిటికీలు వజ్రాల అరుగులు తలపైన నీలాలు నూరాలు గజాలు రారే చూడర కూడము రాముల పెళ్లి రారే చూడర కూడము సన్నములు వింతనగాలు వీణ సన్నములు వింతనగాలు రథములు గజములు తురగము మేనక రథములు గజములు తురగము మేనక వారి వెంట ఘన వృద్ధ కౌశికుడు వారి వెంట ఘన వృద్ధ కౌశికుడు కౌశికుని వెంట రాజదశరథుడు కౌశికుని వెంట రాజదశరథుడు అతని వెంట మంది సామంతులు అత్యద్భుతముగా అయోధ్యయంతయు కదలి వచ్చినది రారే చూడర పోదము రాముల పెళ్లి రారే చూడర పోదము వశిష్ఠ రప్పించి గమ్ములు తెప్పించి దూలాలపై గుప్పించి ఇప్పించి మెప్పించుట
తిష్టరప్పించి కడ్గమ్ములు తెప్పించి దూలాలపై గుప్పించి కిప్పించి నెప్పించుట సీనకి ఎక్కువ భూషణాలు ముందర దర్బారులు శ్రీనకి ఎక్కువ భూషణాలు ముందర దర్బారులు
సీతకు రాముడు సూత్రము గట్టుటకు తాను ఇద్దరి యొక్క ఈడు జోడు కూర్చినారు సీతకు తగువాడు శ్రీరాముడు సీతకు తగువాడు శ్రీరాముడు